Hallelujah. What an honor for us to be together as a family of faith this morning. Persistent faith. What is that? What is it? Persistent faith is a faith that does not back down. It does not stop. So I want to ask you, if you have been praying to the Lord once or twice and you have not seen the results, I want to encourage you, my dear friend, that persistent faith does not give up until you see the desired result. And as Christians this day, we cannot take the back seat. Do not take the back seat. It might look to you like the enemy is running rampant, but you cannot take your foot off the accelerator, just allowing every spiritual force to come against you, because it will overtake you. We are not here to merely defend our right to be children of God. If we are just putting out the fires and trying to have a voice amongst all other religions, we will not take ground. And the blood of Jesus gives us the victory so that you and me can be proactive in this time. It is a serious time to be alive. It is a privilege to be alive. If you have been on God's wake-up list today, it means that you have a mandate to take the kingdom, to advance it, to take territory for God. So today we're going to talk about persistent faith. Do not merely spectate. Like I said, it is serious business. It is you and the Lord. And your faith that is accompanied by action will bring forth the results. So I declare unto all of us that there will be a boldness that rise up inside of you, that you will know that you are the answer. You carry the answer within you. And have you seen the miracles that God is doing all across the world? There are families getting together. There are sons and daughters that's turning towards their fathers. Marriages are being healed. Souls are flooding into the kingdom. God is healing people, delivering them. But you see, if we keep on focusing on the news and the media, which want to say to you that it is all over, then that will be your portion. It is all about perception. So I want to ask you, do you see what the Lord is doing in your midst? Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that even right now as I'm speaking, that people will make a decision to change their perspective, to change what we gaze upon, because that which we gaze upon consistently, that becomes our reality. Change what you focus on, and you will see how God manifests even in your very household this day. The strategy of the devil is very simple, but it is so effective because he comes at you constantly, constantly, persistently, and he comes and he tells you lies, and he makes you worry, and he tells you that you are nobody, and he mocks you. And that's exactly what he did with Jesus when Jesus was in the wilderness. Came at him, never stopping, questioning him, putting things in front of his eyes to try and test Jesus. But what did Jesus do? He was full of faith, and he consistently said to him, "It is written." He never stopped. He didn't relent, and the enemy had to flee with his tail behind his legs. And that is exactly what you and I have to do. When the enemy is persistent, you have to resist him. How do you do that? You submerge yourself in Christ Jesus. You let the word envelop you. It hides you away. And you take yourself, you detach yourself from the lusts of the flesh. You get away from the wild parties and the drunkenness. You stop being friends with those who want to tell you, let's steal and kill and destroy. And then, if you do not give the enemy a foothold, he cannot have a stronghold to take you and your next generations down. You have to persist, my dear fellow brother and sister. Because in James chapter 4, verse 7, the word tells us, it says, humble yourselves, submit unto God, and the devil will flee from you. We so easily say, resist the devil and he will flee. But it takes a submitting unto God, a believing in God, knowing what his word says, because that is where your power lies. And this morning, as we delve into the word, I want to encourage you We're going to go to the book of Matthew chapter 15. I want you to go there with me. Get your notebook out. As we talk about two individuals today that I want to point out to you, highlight, who had ambitious faith, who would not stop until they see the desired result. So in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28, we read about the story of the Phoenician woman. We all know this story. And it says here that this woman, Phoenician woman, she was a Gentile lady. And she had a daughter who was possessed by an evil spirit. And she wanted her child well. She was desperate. So she located Jesus. And at that point of time, everybody knew about Jesus. Everyone was flocking after him, wanting his hand. What can you do for me? So Jesus retreated to a place where they could be left alone, but this woman located him. And she said there, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly possessed by an evil spirit." But in verse 23, we read that Jesus didn't answer. He kept quiet. His disciples later said to him, "Jesus, send her away. She's consistently crying after, send her away." And then Jesus said that, "I was commissioned by God and sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." And she said, "I understand that." But she kneeled and she said, "Lord, help me." And then Jesus said to her, "It is not good and appropriate or even fit for me to take the children's bread and to give it and throw it to the pet dogs." And again she said by faith, "I understand that, Master. But even the little pet dogs can eat the crumbs that fall off of the young master's table." She persisted by faith, and Jesus looked intently at her. And at this point, I can just see the mercy and the love of God. And he looks at her and he says to her, "Woman, your faith, your personal trust, and your confidence in my power is great." And he says to her that it will be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was made whole that instant. So from this occasion, we see that this woman had four chances, four times that she could be terribly offended. Because firstly, Jesus remained absolutely quiet. He didn't say a word. He ignored her. Now, you know how it feels when you've got a desperate situation and you go to someone in leadership who you know can help you. But when you get there, they ignore you. You can become offended. You walk out and you're not getting your miracle. Secondly, the disciples rejected her. They said, "Send her away." Afterwards, she was likened to a dog, according to Jewish saying. Again, she persisted by faith. And then she was excluded because she was not a Jew. So I want to tell you today that offense will keep you being powerless. But if you will stand up like this woman, being persistent, that gives you the upper hand. That means that you are proactive. You take the territory. You will not stop. You will not back down until you get the desired result. And August has been the women's month. We've celebrated women in South Africa. So I want to declare to every woman in Africa, every woman on the continents of the world, that you will rise up in faith. It doesn't matter if there's been words of slander, words that offended you, that discredited you, whatever has been spoken over you. I pray that you will stand up with persistent faith and say that I don't care. I don't care what's been said. My reputation is not going to be higher, and I'm not going to care more about that than the results that I need of Jesus. And I want to tell everyone today to come into the presence of Jesus. Miracles happen in the presence of Jesus. Miracles happen in the presence of Jesus. This woman located Jesus, and in his presence, her miracle manifested. There's another person that I want to point out to you, and he is Bartimaeus. And we read about Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, like you know him. And it says here that a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. And when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they said to him, be quiet, shh. But he only shouted louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Desperacy, a persistence in him. So when Jesus heard him, he stopped. And the people looked at him and they said, well, cheer up, it's your lucky day. And he flew up. Bartimaeus threw aside the coat that was on him and he jumped up. And then when he met Jesus, Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Rabbi, I am blind. I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. And immediately he could see, and he followed after Jesus. So what happened here? Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, that means son of honor, son of value. So this man was blessed from birth, but life happened, and he was blind. So he was seen as an outcast, as a nobody. Someone in poverty, just poor. He did not have a voice. He could say, please, can you give me some money? But that was it. If he said anything else, they shunned him. But he was desperate because when he heard that Jesus was coming by, he knew that this is the day that I am going to get my miracle. I am not going to let him pass me by. I want to ask you today, are you so desperate for your miracle that you will not let Jesus pass you by this day? Because he is in your midst. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that even right now, that as people are stirring their persistent faith, not wanting to let go, that you are meeting with him. Even in your body, there is a miracle happening at this moment. Your children are being set free this day if you will stir up your faith and say, I will not let Jesus pass me by. So he was desperate. And maybe there was things that happened in your life, things that were said to you, rejection took place, maybe abuse or whatever, something that has claimed you to now be an outcast. I want you to draw a line in the sand today. When everyone hushed him, shush, shut up. Don't speak. He shouted even louder. Will you let your voice be known to Jesus so that he can stand still at your household today? So that he can stand still in your marriage today? Will you shout even louder when the enemy has said to you, it is done, and you say, never, it is not done? Because the word of God declares that I am a child of God. There is always an answer. There is always hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? When he shouted out, Son of David, he called on Jesus's divinity. He knew that it was the Messiah that everyone was prophesying about. The other people merely saw a Nazarene coming by, a nobody who is Jesus. But he called on Jesus's divine identity. The very next time that Jesus would be called, Son of David, was when he was escorted into Jerusalem about to be crucified. So do you want to call on the divinity of Jesus? Do you know that it is only in the name of Jesus that your answer lies? Hallelujah. So when Jesus stood still with him, Bartimaeus didn't let it wait on him. He immediately jumped up. That was his action coming forth. And he threw off that cloak, that very thing that told other people that he is a nobody, he is a beggar, he's in poverty. Will you throw off the cloak that has been placed on you to say that you are a nobody? And will you run to Jesus? And then Jesus asked him, he said, what do you want me to do for you? Do you think that Jesus couldn't see that this was a blind man? It was obvious. But Jesus, even in the book of John, when we read the first words of Jesus in the book of John, says, what is it that you want me to do? Jesus always comes and he stands still and he asks you, what do you want me to do for you? And even though Isaiah declares that the Lord knows what you need even before you declare it, God wants to know, does the need that he identifies in your life, is that what you want? Because Bartimaeus could have said, well, I just want food. I want money. I've got no means of an income. But he knew that if he called on the Son of David, that Jesus could heal him at the root. And that is what we have to be desperate for today. And I declare over you that you are about to see, you're about to see that you are blessed indeed. Throw off the cloak that was put on you. Even David, when he was about to face Goliath, and Saul said to him, take this armor, put it on you. David put it on and he said, no, that doesn't fit me. I cannot go to fight with this. And he threw that off of him. So you have to make the choice, my dear friend, by faith, to say that I'm throwing off everything that is placed on me. Because indeed I have been blessed from birth. I've got a calling. And when you do that, when you have aggressive faith, accompanied by aggressive action, you will see the desired results in your life. But you have to say, I will not stop declaring until I see everything, every promise in the Word of God come to pass in my life. I will not stop having faith in Jesus. We are running a marathon. I want to ask you, I want to beg of you to not stop pursuing Jesus. We are the light of this world. There is an answer within me and within you. And when you realize that the covenant puts you in a place of having an unfair advantage. Why? Because you are a child of the living God. Then you lift up your chin. You start to look different. You talk different. You handle your household different. You treat your spouse different. You do business different. Because you are indeed a child of the Most High God. And then you come and you don't ask, I wonder if I've got a voice. I wonder if I have something to say. No, you realize that I have a voice. I am the answer because Christ lives in me. Because if you and I will not speak out, who will go for him? There are souls that are desperate for the answer of Jesus. So I want to declare unto you today that as you make a choice by faith, hallelujah, that every false accusation, everything that you had that wanted to tell you that you're a nobody, that will fall off of you this day. And your persistent faith will see the action of God coming through for you and that miracle taking place. In Jesus' name, we are the answer. May you be proactive. May we advance the kingdom. We are here to plunder hell. We are bringing souls into the kingdom of Jesus because that day when we stand in front of him, we will not go there empty-handed. And you are a part. In Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that it fell on hearts, on receptive hearts. And that is good soil, Lord. And I pray that everyone will nurture and look after and protect this word so that it can grow and bring up a mighty harvest. And that individuals and families are standing up today in faith and said, I might have backed down for a moment, but I am back full swing. I will not take my foot off the accelerator. I am a child of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.